everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Entre Pastors Podcast. My name is John Sanders. I'm one of the co-founders of Entre Pastors, and I'm here today to continue this little four-part mini-series we are in this week in our podcast, where we're exploring the idea of community, this concept that there is power in community. If you missed the first two episodes of this week, I would encourage you to go back and check those out. But I'll just give a quick recap. On day one, we said that there is power in community. We can go farther together than we can if we're just trying to figure this thing out on our own. Yesterday, I shared three true statements about isolation. I said isolation is dangerous, isolation is discouraging, and the good news is that isolation is optional. You do not have to stay in isolation. So for today's episode, I want to talk to you about the choice of community and some of maybe break that down just a little bit more. What are the choices that one has to make if they actually want to be in community and have some people joining them on the journey that they're taking? And I hope that's you, by the way. I hope by this point you're recognizing, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be isolated. I want a supportive community by my side as I'm trying to build something awesome here. I'm trying to be in pastoral ministry. I'm trying to also be in the marketplace, launching a business. I need my people around me. Well, that's great. There's people available to you, but I got to talk about a few choices that you need to make in order for that to be a reality in your life. Number one, you need to admit that you will actually go farther with help and support. Said differently, like you need to admit, I need help. So right out of the gate, we have to resist this thing that's at work in our culture, this rigid, independent idea of, you know, individualism, like I don't need anybody else, this myth of the self-made man. I don't need any help. I'll do it by myself. Man, that's just pride. If you really break it down to its core level, it's pride and it's unhelpful. We need to just have the humility to admit out loud, like, I need help. I want help. I want people. I don't want to do this all on my own. I need other people. I'm better together than I am trying to figure this thing out on my own. So maybe for some, that's an easier step than others. Maybe some of you, that's really something that you struggle with because deep down, you really do just want to kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps and want nothing to do with anyone else. Well, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle in isolation like we talked about yesterday. To choose community, you have to admit that community is good and that you need it. So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing is I have to be willing to invest into others. It's not just about what I get out of the community. Think about it like this. If all you do is take, in some ways we could say parasites do the same thing. Parasites just come and latch on to their host and they just take. They just suck the life out of somebody and they give nothing back except infection, right? Whatever the case may be. That's a gross metaphor. We don't want to spend too much time there. But you don't want to be a parasite. In order to be in community and in order to choose community, you actually have to come with the mindset of I'm here to give. I'm here to give value and add value and look to others to where I can support. Will there be receiving in the process? Absolutely. But if you come to communities simply for the sole purpose of getting, you're missing the point right out of the gate. In order to choose community, you have to make a choice that it's not just about you, that it's about the community, and it's about me helping everybody else. So it's one of the things we say in our various levels of our communities at Entre Pastors is if you're going to be a part of our communities, you have to be committed to the success of every other member in that group. You have to be willing to celebrate. You have to be willing to bring your network to the table and your ideas and your relationships and how can you open doors of opportunity for other people. You need to be willing to give. I certainly hope that you get some things out of our community as well, but if you're just here to get, I'm just going to say it gently and politely, we don't want you in our community. We want people in our community who are here to give and to support everyone else. Here's another choice that has to be made, and this is a tough one for many of us. I have to choose to create the time on my schedule for community. Relationships have a cost. Relationships have a cost of my time, my emotional investment, my attention that I give to somebody, it costs me caring about some people, like to actually care what's going on in their life. I want to go back to the time piece, though, because a lot, this is something I hear all the time from people when they're struggling or maybe making excuses for why things aren't happening in their life. They'll say, well, when I find the time, we always talk about finding the time. Anytime I hear a client use that phrase with me about finding the time to get something done, I often will ask them, like, where do you look to find that time? Like, is it in the couch cushions? Does it fall down in there? And then you just kind of dig around and, oh, here, I found some time. No, you don't find time. You have the same amount of time given to you that I have given to me with each gift of a new day. You have 24 hours in the day, and so do I. And so it's about choosing to create space on your schedule, space on your calendar, and prioritize. And if you're going to choose community, you're going to probably need to say no to some other lesser things and say, listen, I can't do everything, but I'm prioritizing community. So there's going to be some time in my schedule that I actually show up for the community. I'm showing up with my time to give to others, and I'm also showing up with my time in hopes and belief and faith that I'm going to receive some things from this community as well. So that's a choice that has to be made. Finally, here's another one, and maybe we could come up with more, but this is where we'll wrap it up for today. I have to be willing to invest financially into my community. Now, there's free communities. The last 2 days, I've shared with you the free community of our Entree Pastors Facebook group. Like, it's a real group of people that you can actually meet and develop real relationships with, and we don't charge anything for that. But it's pretty low-level commitment as well. As those levels of commitment rise, there's going to be a requirement of a financial investment to be a part of a community. And you can look at that with cynicism and go, ah, everyone's charging to be a part of it. No one wants to just give it all away. Well, let's think about that. Where you have people showing up and offering the very best that they have to give, what is it in us that expects that to be given for absolutely free all of the time, never being okay for someone to ask for a financial commitment to be in the room with some other high caliber people? See, that's just not how it works. On day one of this week, I told you, remember, I said that all of the best things that I've gotten in my business, the things that I would point to and say, man, that helped me get to where I am today, it's all come through relationships. Many of those relationships have come about as a result of making a financial investment into that, which leads to what I want to talk about tomorrow, because this is probably one of the biggest obstacles that gets thrown up, maybe one of the biggest objections that we hear day in and day out from pastors who want to be in community. They want the resources and the help that we have to offer at Entree Pastors. And then here comes the biggest yeah, but, and it is, I can't afford it. I can't afford to have that community and to be in that community. Well, I'm not going to take the time in today's episode to unpack that. We will unpack that in its entirety tomorrow. We're really going to dive into that. But I want to make a quick call to action, because with every one of these episodes, I'm bringing you to this question. Do you have community? We've told you how to jump in and be involved with our community at the level of free. I think you can afford that, free. But today I want to tell you about a little bit level up of that. Our Pastors Business Alliance, we're trying to make this as absolutely no-brainer of a decision for you to jump in and be a part of this community at this level. It's $9 a month. Well, what does that $9 a month get me? Well, you get access to a private Facebook community where we do a live call once a month with the people in that group. You get access to our course, A Pastor's Roadmap to Financial Freedom, where we're going to walk you through 4 modules dealing with mindset, some assessment tools to take a personal inventory of how God has wired and shaped you, a pathway. We're going to introduce you to the pathway that hopefully you can begin to take as you start to build a business of your own. And then the fourth module is strategy. What are the actual strategic steps that you need to take to launch a business and get a new stream of revenue coming into your family? So you get access to that course. You get a lot of discounts available to other resources, and it's all inside of our Pastors Business Alliance community for $9 a month. You can cancel at any time. Man, I hope you're not in a position where you're going, I can't afford that. If so, you need tomorrow's episode, because we're going to deal with that question of affordability. So hopefully this has been helpful to you. By the way, if you want to jump into our Pastors Business Alliance, just go to entrepastors.com/PBA, as in Pastors Business Alliance. entrepastors.com/PBA to jump into our Pastors Business Alliance. We would love to welcome you into our community at that level. Thanks for listening, guys. God bless. We'll see you back on the podcast tomorrow.